Now may the words of my lips and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Someone once said, there are three kinds of laws. Those derived from organisations which govern society, those derived from science, which are incontrovertible basic building blocks of the world in which we live, and finally, the laws based on human experience. Yes, we may not be experts on the laws of the land. That's why we have the legal profession. We may not be experts on the laws of science and nature. That's why we have scientists. But we all can be experts on the law of experience, because whoever we are all exposed to the vagaries of life. Now, most of us, I know, are very familiar with Parkinson's law, for example. Work expands to fill the time available for its completion. And most of us are aware of Murphy's law. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. And of course, there are many corollaries to those laws. And in my humble experience, the most ignored one is the law of unintended consequences. It basically says that the more simple the answer you find, which will solve a complex problem, the less likely it is that you will consider the implications of what happens when you put it into practice. It's a principle which causes amusement to those who see the complete picture and spot the flaw in the actions. It's a principle which is exploited by both written and visual media forms because it grabs our attention and holds it until we see what we expect to find. The reason being that we detect the law of unforeseen consequences in action and continue because we have an innate desire to see if we were right. You read a book, and one of the characters enters into the world of deceit and illegality. You say to yourself, they'll get their comeuppance, and you keep on reading until they do. And you watch a soap opera. Two of the characters kiss each other, but they already have other partners in their lives. You say to yourself, it'll all end in tears, and you continue watching until it does. For me, the epitome of the genre was the Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister programmes on television, which are still watched very much today. Jim Hacker, the politician, was very good at solving problems to his own satisfaction, only for Humphrey, his civil servant, to stop him in his tracks by pointing out the unintended consequences, leaving Jim's personal assistant Bernard trying to work out whether in fact Humphrey was right or whether he was bluffing because he didn't agree with the minister. You see, up to that point, it was all about perceptions in the mind. It illustrates the fact that it takes a leap of faith to believe that the law of unintended consequences will come into play and become reality. One can get oneself thoroughly confused if not. Rather like the conversation I overheard between a husband and wife recently. They were clearly sorting out their Christmas card list. What about the Joneses, she asked. We sent them one last year, didn't we? And they didn't send us one. So they probably won't send us one this year because they will think we won't send them one because they didn't last year. Don't you think? Or shall we? It's up to you, said the husband, with a resigned tone of voice, implying for his knowledge of the law of unintended consequences that whatever he said, he'd get it wrong and get the blame for making the wrong decision. For today's gospel reading was about a soon-to-be husband who was faced with a serious dilemma. His intended wife was pregnant, and he saw only two options, and he has to choose the best solution. At that time in Palestine, an engagement, a betrothal, was legally binding and could only be broken by a legal writ of divorce. That meant involving the legal profession, publicity, and a public apportionment of blame. The whole world would know what has happened. And Joseph is minded because he loves Mary to send her away for the birth on the quiet. Yes, there would be gossip, but better that than public scandal. But guided by God's messenger, a third way is offered with unknown consequences. And Joseph has to take an enormous leap of faith, as he suspects that the consequences will, if he does so, will be totally unintended by him. But they are known to God. Friends, if we believe that there is a law of unintended consequences, then we should have no doubt that God is aware of it too, and uses it, just as he did at the time of Jesus' birth. Time and again in my ministry, I've seen this happening. I preach a sermon and someone says to me afterwards, "I found your sermon most helpful," going on to explain how its message spoke to them. And I'm left totally floundering because I hadn't intended the words I'd used to be seen in the way that the hearer had. I bump into a couple who I married many years ago, and they tell me how the words I used at the time have helped them through a difficult patch in their lives recently. And I'm left wondering, what on earth made me use those words, which they so clearly remembered, and I've totally forgotten? Yes, I could go on. Time and again, I find that although I have a perception of the effects of my actions, the God of surprises has endowed them with unforeseen consequences, which I hadn't intended or even dreamt of. Like Joseph and Mary, we need the faith that God can work in us and through us to achieve those things which are his objectives, and not the ones we imagine them to be. The problem is that as human beings, we have our own perceptions of what those objectives should be. And the God of surprises can and will show us how wrong we can be when we ignore the law of unintended consequences, for it blinkers us to what is possible for God. Preconceived ideas often are more of a hindrance to realizing that. Just as the three wise men came expecting a royal child and found a newborn baby of lowly birth. Just as the Jews expected a Messiah who would free them from the hated Roman rulers. Just as we expected in the lifetimes of the older generation here that communism could only be defeated by violence and bloodshed. Yes, God continues to confound our preconceptions. Perhaps we will be reminded of that as we come once again at Christmas to find those presents wrapped up so neatly for us. We will look at them. And I guarantee we won't be able to stop speculating on what the contents are. We develop our preconceptions based on what we can see and sense. I was completely fooled last year when the traditional pair of socks came in a stout cardboard box, just to make me get it wrong. Yes, we will have surprises. May we, like Joseph and Mary, accept that in life we will have surprises. We need a faith like theirs, which trusts that God has it all in hand. All we have to do is to have the open minds which allows us, guided by the Holy Spirit, to find the path of life which glorifies God's purposes. May each Christmas, as it comes, find us more and more like Mary, whom we honour today, more humble, more obedient to God's will, and above all, more aware of how we can serve the one who came to us as Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.